Welcome to Bruncheons and Dragons!
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the Dungeon Master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Bruncheons and Dragons.
Alright, welcome back to another session of Bruncheons and Dragons.
Oh, recap, yeah. Recap.
We're not drunk yet.
Because a few of us don't remember how it ended, yeah. But we kind of do, because it was mad hype.
Let me take a sip of this Lincoln's Best.
Oh. Shout out to Lincoln's Beer Brewery Company, located here in the heart of Westchester in Miami, Florida, providing us with some delicious suds.
Oh, woo-hoo! In fact, let me get a little bit.
God, I really wish that place was around when it still lived in this area. Oh, that would have been so good.
So, There you go. So last we left off, you guys have survived a...
Survived nothing! If I remember correctly, I crit the shit out of
a taxing, a taxing encounter, which was timed, mind you.
Oh, it was? Wait.
Every certain round, something happened. So yeah. you had a time limit. You guys just managed to get...
One round.
Everything taken care of, and not with enough time to give you a round of respite.
Oh, so that okay. So every time that we had that gap,
So before the big bad showed up, we had cleared the room, so we had no friends.
If we waited one round,
that would have been bad. That would have been
really bad. The other guys.
No. Everything came in at a specific point. Yeah. So I was very generous, and I gave you three total rounds to try and take care of the last wave before the boss.
Yes.
Before the boss monster.
I remember that.
I love how you're saying he's being very nice.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah, no, because there will be one at the end of this.
I've already died.
There will be one at the end of this chapter that's not as nice.
Oh shit, this is the start of chapter 2.
Yes.
Chapter 4, technically.
Oh, fuck.
Brandon, you're not drinking yet. What's going on here?
Every level so far has been a chapter.
Recap.
Yeah. Every level thus far has been a chapter. It'll change once you hit level 5 because then the levels are just spaced out so far that things are going to change. And once you hit level 5, you will be done with this whole arc.
If we hit level 5.
it's a big part. If.
You will. You should.
Oh, here we go.
Should.
Maybe.
Should. So, classic Game Master wording.
Yep. You came down into the basement of this abandoned house where you guys were trying to get some rest. You found a...
We did not find it.
A female ghost wood elf. That recognized most of you. During the fight, you guys were brought down, brought back up, brought down, and brought back up.
You're all welcome.
It's like yo-yo.
Colt's just doing his job.
But you did defeat the demonic forces that were set out to kill you.
Yeah.
And once the Barugura was destroyed and this woman found her journal again, you see that she was restored to the living. Much to your surprise, and she has an air of arcane magic about her.
Okay. Anybody want to run an arcana check?
No, you don't. That's what I'm saying. You don't need to roll.
Like, oh.
You know she is deep.
Yeah, we already know that.
We know she's magical as fuck.
Yeah, you know that she shits magic.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys.
Let's
do this.
But you see, there's a moment as she kind of like looks down at the journal. She looks back up at all of you, and she looks back down at the journal, and then you just see all of the information in her journal kind of just like washing past her, and she's like, "Oh, now I am whole again."
Now it's time for intros.
Oh yes. My name is Will Cabrera, and I am the storyteller for this game that you have. Come back to listen to or are stumbling across for the first time. The Gateway to the World.
I'm Q. I'm the voice of Aurum. And today I'm drinking Lincoln's Best because it's delicious and crisp.
I think it's a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good way to start. This is the voice of Pedro. I am Sailor Jerry, the gnome wizard. Lincoln's Beer. Good way to start it. Nice and refreshing.
Oh, give me a second. I got it. All right.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is the voice of Kenny. This is who plays Torg, which is part, and I will keep saying this, of the 4 Feet of Fury. I am a ranger halfling, stout halfling, mind you.
Stout.
Even though I am stout, I still drink this delicious Lincoln's Brewery beer.
Hey guys, this is Caesar, the voice of Kolsch, your dwarf cleric of the Life Domain. And everyone is enjoying a lovely Lincoln's Best, and we're about ready to get this party started.
Whoop whoop!
Hey, it's Brandon.
it's your boy.
I got some water. And I'm the voice of Damien Skull, keeper, protector of the forge, wearer of the pelt.
And the most hydrated member of this party.
Yes, sir.
At all times.
You guys just don't know how many times he goes to the bathroom.
We are
at
10 months away from my first drink.
Oh, 10 months.
Yeah, countdown begins.
Wait. We can't wait.
Oh, we're going to actually count it down when you get towards like the 4-3. When you get to the last quarter is when we're going to do that. All right.
No, we're going to go monthly until he hits weekly. And then it's going to get...
It's
going to
be crazy.
It's going to be
crazy. Okay, so she says, so the words wash over her and...
Yeah, so there's a moment as all the memories kind of come crashing against
her. She's downloading her journal.
Yeah. and she just looks at you. She's like, oh, hello. I haven't seen you in ages. And she comes over and she hugs Orym.
Well, she is an elf.
Yes, but...
Is she a drow?
No.
No, she's a wood elf.
She's a wood elf.
Yeah.
Kolsch just sits down and pulls out his flagon and starts praying to Dionysus after this lovely evening in the ghost filled.
You see, she opens her journal and she kind of like confers with you for a moment, Orym, and she's like, "So where are we? Have we done the Bashtir the Corrupted yet?"
Kolsch points over the giant dead thing on the floor. And,
it's disappeared already.
Oh, yeah, decayed. Yeah.
Okay, right. Never mind.
That the thing we just fought?
Oh, did you fight something?
Kolsch points at the spot where it was and just starts flagging in his mouth, deep chugs.
Are there still dead bodies everywhere?
No, they've disappeared.
Oh, so all, for all we know, she just thinks that...
They've melted away to nothingness.
I nod at her and tell her that it has been handled.
Oh, excellent.
That's one way to put it.
So we haven't done Counselor Dreish and the Cult of Tartarus yet?
No.
Okay.
We have not.
Okay.
But why don't you explain our plan?
Well, I'm trying to figure out where we are. As you know, Orym, we've been through this so many times before.
I bet you have.
Have we handled the Dread Pirate Hogarth? Is that where we are?
We're in process of that, yes.
Okay.
We have a pirate in our group. And Kolsch points over at
Sailor Jerry.
I mean, I'm more of a sailor than a pirate, but you know, I don't think I'm a pirate.
Does the name sound familiar at all to him when she says that name? The Dread Pirate Hogarth?
I don't have that name anywhere. I don't remember it off the top of my head.
You can try to make a history roll.
Why not?
Have it.
Let's get historical here. All right, Let's get historical. What's my bonus for history? Okay. That is a 9 on the die plus 5. That's 14.
14. Hogarth has no recollection to you whatsoever.
Of course not. Why would he know about another pirate?
I just know about water and boats.
A dread pirate, sir.
Dread pirate.
She looks at her journal again. She's like, okay, good. So the dread pirate Hogarth comes after the Frozen King. and the
Kolsch. All you hear is this from the corner of Kolsch, if you can hear this.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm really confused here. Like, are you reading stories?
No.
This is the plan.
Did the stories come with song?
No, this is
or my... hand gestures.
Have you? Wait. Have we not done the Council of Dreish and the Cult of Tartarus? Have we not done the Caustic Warden yet?
No, we are behind schedule.
Have we solved Jerry's brother's murder?
What?
Wait, my brother's dead?
Kolsch stands up, smacks his shield, eye contact with the lovely wood elf that's hugging my friend Orym.
Well, she's done hugging. Maybe.
Well, done hugging. And I look at her and I go, Lass, what year do you think it is? Or what day of the calendar or moon do you think it is?
Yeah, Quentin. I'm sorry.
She's like, this is why I have the journal. I don't abide by your rules.
Wait.
She's like, wait.
I had a brother?
And he died?
And he's dead?
It was.
Then it's kind of like you...
You see her kind of like rifling through some of her... Like, there's a lot of dog ears in her journal. And she's rifling through them. She's like, wait, have we returned to the crag and buried your father yet, Kolsch?
Let me do an arcana check on the book.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Okay.
Wait, what did she just say?
Have we returned to the crag and buried your father yet, Kolsch?
Okay, Kolsch looks at Orm and...
What?
Listen, what's her name again?
She hasn't introduced herself.
She hasn't introduced herself.
Oh, wait till we get this
thing. Because she already expects me to know who she is. We've gone through some trouble in this entire plan, and the last we remember was waking up in cells without any recollection of what transpired prior.
You see, she shuffles through her journal again, and she comes to the last dog ear. And she's like, wait. This is the story of Thavara.
Yes, that name we remember.
No, this isn't how it works. And she's like, Thavara's the end of my timeline.
Well, your timeline just got skewed, m'lady. And he calls hands her his flagon of cherry wine.
How many timelines have we had?
I only have the one.
You have the one, but what about us?
Well, you only have the one as well.
Are we repeating this?
The Balgura? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
It had all of our heads except Orym.
Yeah.
That's right, it did.
That's been haunting me.
Yeah.
Only because you couldn't keep them.
Yeah.
This is very
true. Also because he's the only one who remembered that that's what happened at the last session.
You actually realize that the three skulls that it had are the only skulls of the people that aren't long-lived at the table. Yours, Torg's, and Jerry's.
That aren't long-lived?
Yeah.
Orym
and Kolsch are going to live centuries.
Oh.
Yeah. We have immortal lives.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You guys have mortal, yeah.
Yeah, all of you are mortal to years. Some extent.
But we have, like, the human cap.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm part of my manners. My name is Torg.
I know who you are, Torg. Okay. Torg.
The only problem is I don't know who you are.
Do you know all of us?
I know all of you, yes. I'm all of you are very familiar
Kolsch
to me.
Kolsch just sitting there, like, yeah. Now shaking his head, drinking his flagon. Nope.
Okay, wait. In any of your timelines, are we... lycanthropes? Are we werewolves? Are we were-rats? Are we were-anything?
No, of course not. That would be silly.
That would be silly.
Yeah.
If this is the end of your timeline, the end, what happened right before?
I'm not at liberty to discuss those stories with you.
Of course not.
Are they in your book?
Yes, but Orym himself told me never to show you the book.
Of course he did.
My mind.
You still didn't answer me as far as your name. I do apologize. My memory is a little foggy. Could you?
I apologize. My name is Faye Dorvan Zill. I'm the first consul of the Immortal Prince, the last matron of the Order of the Magisters, the architect of the Gateways, founding member of the Order of the Lighthouse, and the last historian of the Second Age.
Top that, motherfucker.
Hey, Damien.
Very long.
She's got a more gorgeous name than you do, my friend. Kolsch nudges his half orc buddy.
That was very
And passes him the flagon.
He's very impressed.
He's very impressed.
I will take another drink in sorrow
of water.
All of you have higher than 12 intelligence, so all of you catch the fact that she says she's a historian of the Second Age.
Right, which
right.
She's
the last historian of the Second Age. You
right.
guys are in the fifth age right now.
Right. Okay. So
and of the Immortal Prince too.
So she's been doing loops.
Right.
It sounds like
she's a time traveler.
She's a time traveler. Right.
Yep.
So, but she's got. So she's known us since then. Since
yes.
The second.
So wait. If she's from the Second Age and we're in the fifth age.
Right, which means it took us three ages to get to the room to beat the thing to get her back from her ghost state. I'm assuming.
So wait, are we all time travelers then too?
Or we've all done this before.
Wait, does my boat go through time?
No.
Can we find out about his dead
ghost? Like, ever, could you imagine? Sorry, segue here. Could you imagine a Doctor Who series where he's a fucking pirate?
Yes.
That'd be legit as hell. All right, back to the game, guys. Sorry, my brain had a serious, like, nerd.
That was a good episode.
If we beat the creature you asked us another plan, another story, what happens at the end of that story? We've already completed that even though we're at the end of your book. What happens at the end of that story?
Well, no. If Thavara is the last chapter of my story.
Okay.
But all of these stories happen after you've dealt with Thavara.
Do you think you're still in the Second Age?
No. I haven't been in the Second Age since I was...
Okay, so you're well aware that there is a separation here. That has been a minute.
Yes, of course.
If Thavara, if all the stories happen in the battle with Thavara, and it's the end of your book, that would make it the beginning of our story. Because then the rest of the stories are to come. Right?
Temporally speaking, yes.
Okay.
Do I do anything cool in your book?
I can't tell you, Cherry.
But I mean, you don't have to tell me specifics, but...
Apparently
yeah,
the
Sailor
Avenger.
Jerry, come on, please be polite here.
Well, I mean, you do give up that title once you inherit your lands.
I don't want to give up the Sailor... Lands? I
have
lands! Oh, well, that's something to look forward to.
Was this before or after his brother died?
And you see, she kind of like, she mutters to herself, she's like, I can't keep giving you information about your future.
That's fine, I don't remember anything anyway.
So he just remembers dying.
I've been almost killed several times. I have a really bad concussion.
I know that an earlier version of me told you not to share this information.
A later version of you.
Later version of me.
This new.
I sit down with my fingers at my temple for a second.
And she shows you the first page of the book, which is written in your writing.
Okay.
And it just has a paragraph about all the rules.
Got it.
What are the rules?
Kolsch walks over to Orm and just drops the flagon at his feet and just finds a corner and leans on his shield.
Yeah,
like,
let me get some of that. I'm going to need it.
How many flagons do you have?
The last
I have a worship for a Dionysus. I have plenty of flagons.
Yeah, she points to the last paragraph. She says, you've always told me to remind you to say this out loud.
And okay. What is that? What do I say?
And it says, to my brethren, what a strange long trip it's been. And for you, it's merely starting. It will be a long and arduous... But trust each other. Dangers are coming. Bonds will be tested and death will come for you. For all of you. Mm. It is important you protect this journal above all else. Believe me, it will be worth it. My best wishes, Lord Orm Shal Gorin.
Jesus.
And you see there's a bit of it smeared after it that looks like a title.
Interesting.
Hmm. Look over at Orm. Look over at Orm, like, alright.
Kolsch.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Why are our names on the walls?
Oh, these are gates.
Where?
Time gates?
Well, no. They can only show you what is going to happen or what has happened.
Pardon?
Okay.
All of you had me build gates to warn you. About things that are going to happen or things that have happened because I've built them at different times.
So we're supposed to go through our gates.
No. They're not portals. They're mirrors. They're windows.
So we can go and look at
Pensieves, guys. They're
so
Pensieves.
So we can go and look in and see.
You may see what's coming, yes.
I'll go and look.
We haven't rested at all, have we?
No. Okay, hold on.
Start walking.
Hold on.
Like, yeah. I don't know!
If this is the end of your... timeline, am I now to take over the journal again?
Yes, you have to take the journal for the first time.
Got it. So now I'm the keeper of the journal.
Yes.
Because nobody else is
of
supposed
course.
To know.
And you see that she rips the first page out with the
rules and
the rules and everything. And as she does, you see the middle of the floor open up, almost like a pedestal is rising up out of the ground. And as it does... more of the tiles kind of shift away, like there's a pocket dimension suddenly coming up. And you see on the pedestal, there is the exact same journal, only freshly bound. Like
the
leather's not worn, the bookmark isn't lost, like there's no pages that have been dog-eared.
Got it.
And she hands you the page.
Right.
And she says, I cannot touch that journal until you give it to me for the first time.
So it's the beginning of our story.
It's the beginning of my story.
Oh. It's the beginning of her story.
My story, yes. And you see, she closes her journal, she puts it, and you see that she kind of just puts it into her coat, and as she does, it just vanishes.
Okay. Bag of holding in your coat.
Yes.
All I have is the page with the rules and the freshly new journal that has...
That's on the pedestal.
It's on the pedestal. Okay.
Surrounding the pedestal is a small mountain of coins.
Oh.
Some gems.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of items that garner your attention.
What do these items look like?
Yeah.
If you would like me to go down the list.
Yes, please.
Sure.
You have found a total of 2,150 copper pieces.
Okay.
I don't know who is your bookkeeper.
Okay. The treasurer is over there.
Okay.
The treasurer's over.
970 silver pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then 125 gold pieces.
Okay. We're racking up quite a bit. Guys.
There is one piece of Alexandrite.
Ooh,
that looks like
money.
It has been worked to resemble a dwarf. It looks to be worth around 500 gold pieces, though. So you do that what you want. You also have two garnets that are unworked, that are each worth about 100 gold pieces. And five small pieces of jasper that are each worth 50 gold pieces.
Five pieces of jasper?
Five pieces of jasper. Little dogs.
Little dogs.
And they're worth how much each?
50 gold.
Oh, 50.
Okay.
There is a blank runestone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Blank. No inscription, nothing.
Nothing. It just looks like a regular keystone about the size of two fists put together.
Mm-hmm.
And just has no symbol on it whatsoever.
Hmm.
That's going to be very important later. I have a very strong sense
quest
of
item number two.
Yeah.
Among the things in question that call your attention, there's a small ornate crystal ball that looks to have an equator of gold and silver.
Okay.
And kind of like, what's it called? Navigational lines in a metal you don't recognize. There's a shield, just like a regular kite shield with no emblazon on it, just a piece of metal that looks way too shiny.
Okay.
There's a necklace. There is a scimitar. And there are three potions sitting in vials underneath the shield.
What are the three potions?
If you take a taste out of each one,
yes.
Two of them are potions of healing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a potion of greater healing.
Oh, okay.
That's not good. That's not good. That means danger's afoot.
I mean,
Kolsch walks over to the potions.
Danger's always afoot.
Kolsch walks over to the potions, takes all three of them, looks at them, proceeds to look at the group.
Yes.
Hands up the potion of greater healing over to Damien and goes, there's a reason why this is happening.
Oh, no.
Don't drink it now.
No.
But she does tell you, it's like, these are some of the trinkets that you've left for yourself.
For ourselves. So
there's a reason why that shield is left. There's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason why everything is left. Mm-hmm. It's going to be... Okay, so...
Can she tell us what they are if we ask her?
Of course not.
Or for whom they are?
I guess
let me roll an arcana check to see if there's anything specifically magical about anything on the pedestal.
Could I do it?
The pedestal itself is
not
magical.
Not the pedestal, but the
all
pedestal.
The stuff around it, all the items you just described.
The shield, the orb, the crystal ball, the necklace, and the scimitar all radiate magic.
Give me 1 second.
Would it like a history check work on them? Or
no, because they technically haven't been created yet.
Oh.
So they're. Okay, I get it, okay.
Oh, so we won't even figure out what it is. We just...
You can figure out what they are, because they're basic magic items, but they haven't been technically created yet in the world.
Right. They're from the future.
From the future!
You have to think temporally.
Fourth dimensionally, Marty.
Yeah.
We have like a Glock in like 1700.
Yes.
This is what we've done.
Yes. Yes, although clearly I planned ahead. Boys.
The one thing you can notice is that the edge of the scimitar is silvered.
That works against lycanthropy.
Does anybody work? I don't cut myself, but I touch the silver.
Doesn't hurt you.
I touch it.
Doesn't hurt you either.
I'm not a werewolf!
I touch the shield.
It just feels cold to your touch.
Yeah.
It's just cold. It's just a piece of metal.
It's a special one that holds a secret compartment for your beer. That's what it is.
Oh, sweet.
Like, it looks like it's been purposefully built to not have anything emblazoned on it. But you see that there are hitches for something to be emblazoned on it. Like something to be, yeah.
What size does it look like?
It's just like a regular kite shield.
But does it look For a human, for an orc.
It's magical.
So it'll
resize itself if it
has
to.
Who's currently carrying a shield, if anybody?
I don't need it.
Both of you?
Damn.
Yeah.
And you.
Can I run an arcana check on it? That's not like my strong
suit. No, they all have magic.
It's magical.
Okay, so what would it be to...
I can cast
you won't
understand
know.
It. No.
You won't know, because it hasn't been made yet for you to understand.
You can sit down. Yeah, you can sit down with a magic item for a short rest, and you'll learn its properties.
Would it be all right if I do that with
the
shield?
Well, we wanted to take a short rest.
We want to take a long rest.
We do need a long rest. So you can do that while we do the long rest.
I'm asleep.
Are we taking...
I pick up the journal.
Okay. You have the journal on the front and the first page in your hand, the front page immediately shoots into the journal.
Prepares itself into there. Mm-hmm. And then it's fresh and clean. There's not a single thing, anything
not
wrong.
Not a single thing written in the journal.
And let me ask,
and Faye is still there.
Yeah.
And I turned to Faye and I asked her, what was the first step in the plan?
Can she tell me
that? Yeah, because she asked me a whole bunch of questions previously. So she's already asked me if we've gone through certain things.
Yes. Certain stories happen in certain orders because that's when you give me the journal.
Cole looks over to Faye and just puts his hand up, looks at each one of his group members and walks over to Orm. Orm?
Like, she shows you the Favara story, and all of the story that she has written down in it is exactly from when you wake up in the cell to where you are right now. And the rest of the pages are blank.
Got it.
So she hasn't recorded them yet.
Cole kindly interrupted Faye and walked over to Orm and looks at each one of his party members and proceeds to look up at Orm and goes, we followed you this far. We might as well continue.
I'm not going anywhere. I apparently have a brother I need to find.
I appreciate that, and I hope that I do not stray you away, though it seems we are exactly where we were supposed to be when we were supposed to be here.
As do the gods provide.
Blessed be the fruit.
So Faye.
May the Lord open as I drink this beer.
Does it mention like the head?
What happens to
the forehead?
Now that we have our book, what do you do?
I'm going to chronicle our journey towards Thavara.
Oh, so you're joining us.
That's where the story takes me.
She is our bard. We have a bard.
She shows you the story too. Like, the Thavara story starts in the jail cell with all of you waking up with all the.
But she has to sing it though.
Huh? Yeah.
She has.
And, following us?
And the storyline follows you up to this point.
Wait, have you been writing this, or did somebody else write this?
No, I've been following your exploits because I'm temporarily tied to all of you.
Did you see us before we got stuck in that jail cell?
No, because I encounter you once you have encountered me.
Got it.
So I'm actually gonna start walking towards where my name is.
Okay.
And I actually want to look, not get close enough, but I want to look into what.
It just looks like a mirror right now.
Okay.
So just it there's a lot of motion. It's like almost like a lava lamp. Like a
pensieve.
Kind of like a pensieve. Like if you put two pieces of glass together and you put mercury in between them, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Like, it looks like there's non-Newtonian movement.
I want to look at Faye and I'm going to ask, how does this work?
You touch the glass and you can take as many people as you are holding hands with.
Okay.
But you will watch short visions of what might happen or what might have already happened.
Right.
You won't know what's what until you encounter it.
Okay.
And these are moments that
you have
we chose.
You each chose to tell
put him in that moment. Okay. So wait, I speak in Elvish to Faye.
Yep.
In other words, we cannot hear this.
Right.
Nobody else speaks Elvish.
The name on the
okay.
So let me give you some.
You were giving
me the
scale.
Index cards.
Oh yeah.
All right. So you see them having a conversation in Elvish.
There's a necklace, right?
Yes.
With a what on it?
It's a small kind of not a ruby, but a red gem, and you see that the setting looks to be very shield-like. Like, it's almost like another kite shield setting.
Cole takes that and meditates on it.
Okay. You can meditate on more than one item.
Look, well, who needs a short rest? Who needs a long rest?
Guys, I think we all need a long
rest. Yeah, let's take a long
rest. We all need a long rest.
Yeah, all of you need a long rest.
Would it be meditate and the long rest? Or is
no, you would have to meditate and then take a long rest.
Yeah.
How long is the meditation?
An hour. It's just a short rest.
Okay, so I think we should all start.
Well, no. We don't need to. Our faithless leader can meditate, take a short rest, and
yes.
Warlock everything back. So yep. we don't waste more time.
Except their health.
You know, what?
No, I don't. But I need less rest than the rest of them. Is what he's saying.
Okay.
Like, so I
remember,
if
you've used up some of your hit dice, a long rest gives you some of them back.
I don't think anybody's used their hit die yet.
Okay.
So wait.
I used one. I need my spell slots back.
If we do a long rest, Aurum can do a short rest, meditate, and then take another short rest.
Correct.
And get your stuff back.
And get all my stuff back.
And like those numbers would meet up, wouldn't they?
Right. They would be the same that you guys are. Which is a lot. I will not open any doors or things while everybody rests.
Are you sure?
This happened the last time.
Coach smiles and go,
Yeah, guys, you didn't have to prompt. You didn't have to ask me.
Yeah.
I'm already forthcoming.
There's no stones that you got to put into pillars or nothing like that, right?
Okay. Yeah. So.
Oh, man, I'm worried already.
Yes, I am worried too.
Wait, before we go to sleep, Faye, you, when we ran into here, you were a ghost. You were very ghostly. You were not corporeal. You didn't even speak common.
You didn't know my name.
Do you know why that happened, or are you just as baffled by that as we are?
No, I know that I bound myself to the journal.
Okay.
So once my journal leaves this plane of existence, I'm no longer living. So whatever you defeated to return my journal to this plane is why you brought me back.
Okay.
So at some point, unfortunately, it looks like, and you see her kind of like, she starts putting pieces together in her mind, like she's trying to figure out when it happens. She's like, unfortunately, at some point, you lose my journal.
And clearly I lose my head.
No, your brother.
No. Our heads were on that.
I appreciate that it might take three of you dying to give up my journal, but I shouldn't even know that you've lost my journal.
Ah.
Well, at least you're as confused about this as I am.
Yeah, because the only one she recognizes in that ghost form is me. No, it's me and you.
I think she said everyone's name.
Here we go. Real quick, guys. There we go. Another round.
Okay, so does that work then? Orm, short rest, then short rest to get back everything he needs?
You gotta quiet down. That was a little too loud.
Just if Orm uses any hit dice during his short rest, he can't focus on the items.
Right.
So a short rest doesn't gain you back. Oh, wait.
You can use your hit dice on a short rest to heal up. But you can't heal up and study the items.
Wait, but that's what I'm saying. A short rest.
You can take a long rest in 4 hours.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I would do it the opposite.
Okay.
Short rest, then meditate while the rest of you finish resting. Right? Because then I would get my dice back. So I would have to do it in the opposite format. Like, we all rest together. I have a shorter rest. While you guys finish resting up, I would then finish off by meditating on the item.
Either way, it's just made so that you can examine these items and then rest enough where
you go back to full.
Which is fine.
We have the game master passing Orm a piece of paper with what their little elvish conversation was.
Are you whispering this to each other? Or are you just
I blatantly did it. I blatantly was just like.
Can I roll like language to see if I go ahead and see if I understand any?
You recognize it as elvish, like,
yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Can I like
I comprehend here? And I'm trying to figure out what I was trying to tell myself. It says Bane / Featherfall / Comprehend. I think I was drunk when I wrote this.
Clearly.
It might be spells that you wanted to have.
Comprehend
language. I don't know. If we continue to have these shifty conversations, you might want to learn Comprehend.
I love.
All of you share common.
But common was not spoken.
Well, you know what? You know
Cole's
what?
Just asleep in the corner at this point already.
All of you have.
And I start speaking Gnomish because why the fuck not?
She'll
reply to you in your language.
Oh shit!
Yeah, she knows all languages, right?
Of course she does. There's one of you that every one of you has a language that nobody else understands.
Right. Right.
All of you are covered in that base.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Except Kolsch. Kolsch, somebody else already knows Dwarvish too.
Who knows Dwarvish? Huh?
I do.
No.
Oh, no?
No. Damien knows dwarves.
Because Damien and I have history.
That's right.
I was raised with the dwarves.
That is correct.
That's what you think.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
You heard that comment?
Probably not right.
Okay, so...
Right, Kolsch is sleeping in the corner at this point.
I will join
you. Oh, Dionysus.
So all of you are taking a long rest.
Fuck yes.
Okay, so you're going to sit and meditate with the items?
I'm going to sit and meditate with the items.
Meditate first and then long rest.
And then short rest, so...
Because it equates your long rest.
Okay.
Yes.
The shield is a +1 shield.
Niggas, who uses you? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you got 2 shield users. The scimitar is a +1 silvered scimitar.
Aha.
Okay.
The orb... The crystal ball is actually a drift globe.
Explain.
Explain. Click, right click, details.
Would you like to know more?
Would you like to know more?
And the necklace is a brooch of shielding.
Ooh. It would look nice around the neck of some spellcaster.
Somebody who has a habit
of dying.
Dirt nap.
Dirt nap.
The drift globe,
because that is the newest thing that you guys have probably never used before, is a crystal ball about 8 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
That, when activated as an action, lights up like a torch.
Uh huh.
But it floats 3 feet off the ground.
Okay.
So you can use your hands if you want to. And so it follows whoever it is attuned to.
Okay. So it's a floating torch.
It's a floating torch.
We're all staring at our good friend Torg over here.
I see a picture of a very small halfling.
You can use your move action to move it. It cannot move more than 60 feet away from you, though.
What
that would be funny is that all of a sudden you see somebody.
How much does it illuminate?
It's a torch. It's 20 by 20.
Okay.
So you see somebody on the other end. They're shooting back at us and they're like, "What's this orb doing here?" All of a sudden, an arrow.
Now I notice it is
suckers.
I make a mental note that there's only 4 items, but 5 in our party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the
unless there's already a 5th item.
Unless there's already a 5th item I have yet to discover. The journal itself.
I mean, the journal counts as an item.
Technically,
the
yes.
blank keystone counts as an item.
You're right.
The potions count as an item.
Okay.
Things. Stuff.
Shields for dirt napping gnomes.
It's just shield of dirt nap.
The small sphere of thick glass weighs 1 pound. If you're within 60 feet of it, you can speak its command word and cause it to emanate the light or daylight spell.
Ooh.
Once used, the daylight effect cannot be used again until the next dawn, though.
Daylight probably would not want to be used next to the drow.
You can speak another command word as an action to make the illuminated globe rise into the air and float no more than 5 feet off the ground.
Aha.
The globe hovers in this way until you or another creature grasps it. If you move more than 60 feet away from the hovering globe, it follows you until it is within 60 feet of you. It takes the shortest route to do so. If prevented from moving, the globe sinks gently to the ground and becomes inactive, and its light winks out. So you can't move it around.
Okay, however...
It just follows you, though.
However, what's funny is that thing hovers over my head. Because I am 2 feet tall. So that thing hovers right over my head.
Okay.
And the necklace?
It's a brooch of shielding.
But you get no plus.
While you wear this brooch, you have resistance to force damage.
Ooh.
And you have immunity to damage from the magic missile spell.
Ooh. Oh. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. That means that there's spellcasters coming very, very soon.
I'm very glad I took what I took.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Hail of Thorns!
Okay. So, now that I'm made... there's nothing else... What? I try to remember what weapons it is that Kolsch and Damien carry.
Longsword and short sword and longsword, respectively.
Would you just be able to sleep over their sleeping forms and be like...
But is no, this, I have a warhammer.
Oh, no, I thought you meant Torg.
No. Wait, Torg, but Torg is short swords.
Torg is short swords.
Yeah, but
you're like a tiny person if you carried anything else.
Yeah, but scimitars are bigger than a short sword.
Right, I was asking
right.
about
But they're
Kolsch.
Also finesse weapons.
Yeah, I was asking about Kolsch
you can
and
use your dexterity.
Damien. No. Okay. It's and you have, so you have a warhammer.
No, remember, it's a magic weapon. It also adapts to your size.
Yeah. So Kolsch has a warhammer, and Damien has a...
Longsword.
And a hand axe and a javelin.
However, the DM did say, like GM did say that it does use dexterity to roll when you attack.
Mm-hmm. It's a finesse weapon.
Which means that would probably be best for myself.
For Torg.
Mm-hmm. For Torg. I would have to. Well, I don't know.
No, you guys are still. Asleep.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just dreaming.
Orm's playing Santa Claus right now, and yes. There'll be a gift at your feet when you wake up if you've been a good little boy.
Okay.
I am. While I'm asleep, I am trying to drink some of Kolsch's beer.
All right. So does anything else transpire once I finish my meditating and going to my rest?
Once you're going into your rest, you see her kind of mutter a few words, and the pedestal and the floor kind of reset itself.
Okay.
And you see the stairway come down again.
Okay, so everything resets to norm.
Yeah.
Clearly she does not rest.
No.
Her eyes wide as fuck open, watching us.
She tells you that she's going to warn the council at Arcanol about Thavara. Because she fears...
Wait, I'm sorry. Warn the council of what?
About Thavara. Because she fears that... the only reason Thavara would be in her grove is to go to release the creature she imprisoned there so long ago. Which might be her master. She says that once she leaves, though, this basement will remain as is and will... teleport you back to where you came down the steps.
She will leave, and she's about to leave right now before I go to
bed.
Yeah,
and like you can see that instead of the doorway being there, there's a different door that kind of materializes as she puts her foot on the steps.
I told her to hold, because the room will change at that point, and we'll have been while we're in rest, we'll be transported, right?
She's like, no, I'm a master of portals, so I'm just... changing where the door leads to.
Got it. But we will still be in this room when we awake.
Yeah.
Okay. I give her my thanks. My well wishes.
She says, once you are done using the basement, just know that if you leave, it will return to being a dilapidated basement. And that if you're going to leave, to head west towards the abandoned tower.
Head west towards Abandoned Tower.
We're not awake.
No, you're not.
Oh.
It's my information, yeah.
It's all our fearless leader, Firecock.
Yeah. When we'll wake up, we're going east.
south by southwest.
And you see as she steps up, she puts her hand on the door, and she's like, it's a shame that I originally created these towers to unite all these areas, and now they're being used against me.
I nod. I tell her, let's hope to change that. And that be it.
She opens the door. You can hear just like what sounds like a restaurant above you. You can smell the food. All of you in your sleep suddenly start salivating.
Especially since how many days has it been since we've eaten?
Yeah.
We have rations.
Yeah.
We have rations.
You should.
Well, we should have rations.
Well, we still have rations, but still, it's like, fuck, man.
Eat crappy-ass rations versus some restaurant food?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And she's stepping through, she's like, oh, and Orm. Trust your instincts going forward.
Well, here we go.
And then you see she steps out, the door closes, and you see the wood shift. And then there's like nothing, no sound from above.
Got it.
Okay.
if I could have everybody but Aurum leave the table.
God!
Bam! Ah! Bam!
Fine.
Bye.
I'm taking my wine with
this
me, alright?
Yeah, take the wine. Take the wine.
Yeah, take the wine.
See, there's a reason I opened that. I knew some bullshit was going to happen.
So, as you are left alone.
Okay.
You see everybody kind of stop breathing.
Okay.
And there's a stillness that comes over the entire room. Like, Faye's gone. Everybody's there. You've discovered everything. You're about to bed down for your trance. And you see from your mirror, you see just a hand come out, and then the other one, and then it kind of opens a tear in the fabric of reality. And you see this handsome, tuxedoed, very regal gentleman just step through, red skin.
Okay.
It looks like a devil of some kind. Like, you can see there's dual ridges of three horns on the top of his head. There's two small ones, two medium ones that kind of curl up and back. And then the third one curls all the way back and then down around where his chin is.
Okay.
And he has just a tuft of hair that kind of goes back into a ponytail. And the rest of his head is shaved. Okay. He does have a kind of John Waters pencil thin mustache leading down into like a goatee. Very pencil thin. Everything is immaculate on him.
Okay.
And as he steps in, all of his footsteps leave a trail of fire. And sure enough, you see that his robes are sleeveless, leading into his well-dressed kind of like top and pants. And there's a flick of a tail that kind of follows him.
Okay.
And as he steps through, you see what looks to be a small cadre of imps. There's like about seven of them.
Okay.
All of them look different. There's like big ones. There's a small one. There's a lanky one. All of them have a different kind of thing about them. But they all creep you out.
Okay.
And he steps into the room and he's like, "My dear servant."
Oh, interesting. Okay.
How have you been?
Not well, clearly.
I've been following. And you see, as he says that, a wine glass appears. And he just sips.
Okay. I ask semi-nonchalantly and semi-teasing, do you not have none for me? Of his wine?
No.
Hmm.
No. I find, in fact, that since you have strayed from this path I led you on to begin with, I need a warden of sorts to deal with you. And you see, he kind of like, he snaps his fingers and all the imps line up.
In front of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, so, being the generous benefactor that I am, I've allowed you to pick your own sheriff of Nottingham.
Okay.
Your own watchful Cerberus.
My own watchful Cerberus. Fantastic. And when I look upon all of these imps, do any of them speak out to me? Do I get a feel for any of them?
There's some that are taken straight out of like your life as Q, not Aurum.
Okay.
So the lanky one kind of has like a tuft of hair resembling like a broccoli stalk.
Okay.
We won't name names.
Right.
There's another one that kind of is short and stout, but it looks very well-meaning.
Okay.
There's another one that kind of looks like the runt of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hobbles a bit, but still gets the job done.
Okay.
The fourth one kind of looks well-read, kind of not thin, but not built for it.
Okay.
And then the other two are just kind of like nondescript imps. Long noses, kind of like the long spindly fingers, and the you know, wings that just kind of like sit there.
Okay.
No. There's a smell of kind of like rotten eggs.
Okay.
As they all kind of like step forward towards you. And it kind of is off-putting. Like it adds a little bit to their kind of creepiness. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a way for me to figure out or try to tap into or roll for something that would give me some sort of familiarity with any one of them? Since I now know that things have almost already been here, do I have any familiarity or any weird connection with any one of them in particular that I feel a stronger bond to?
No. No, it's just there's seven of them there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the seven of them, you and him.
Okay.
And at this point, you kind of like, as you're looking around, you notice that everybody else, like the whole room itself, is starting to spread out. Like it's starting to be pulled away from where you are.
Okay. I look at him. I still don't know his name, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. I look at him and ask him which of them he feels better suits my needs.
Well, before, when our deal was made, I would have chosen this one. And he points at the little lanky one with the tuft of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
But, my dear Aurum, you have traveled so far off the reservation from where you started that I scarcely know who you even are anymore.
Funny. I feel the same. I feel the same. Though, I fear that I also have within me whatever you think I may have lost. So I'll take the one.
I mean, I have still not taken my power from you, so you have some potential left.
Well, I'm glad that there's some sort of faith and hope still lingering in the air. With that said, I suppose that then I shall take the one you would have previously offered, the Aurum before this one.
Sure. Now, you have come into the possession of something I do rather have a fancy for.
Really? And what is that?
You have now a leather-bound journal.
Empty.
Sure. Sure, yes.
Is that the trade for this imp?
No. No. The imp is yours. The journal must be mine.
And what exactly do you want this journal?
Well,
you want it now?
No. Now it is a thing of untapped potential. I require the journal once it has been filled.
Hmm. And what would happen if I say no?
Well, I would like to imagine that you would go to sleep, you would wake up from your trance with your new friends in the heart of Ashgard.
Hmm.
And you would have to deal with the drow matrons that you so willy-nilly escaped from your first time. I mean, there are five of you now, and the odds are slightly better.
Slightly, but not for sure. No, nothing is guaranteed.
I will remind you that you didn't leave without my beneficiary power the first time.
I assume you'll appear when you require such journal?
You'll know.
Hmm.
You don't know. You have an agent of mine.
Do I?
And he points at the imp and he's like, go on, Gorin. Introduce yourself. And you see in what can only be described as just spitting and kind of a vile, harsh language, you hear him say something that sounds insulting.
Okay.
But in your mind, you hear the name Gorin Zael Sharint. And you see as he kind of like steps forward, he extends his hand out to you.
Okay. I extend my hand and give it to Gorin.
The second you clasp each other's hands, you see chains bind your wrists to each other.
Hmm.
And then they kind of vanish.
Got it.
And he's like, oh, the pact has been made. You've chosen your warden correctly. And you see all the other imps kind of like meander back towards the rip.
Okay. And now does him and I left. All right. At this point, I shall see you when the journal is filled.
Excellent. And you see he kind of like, as he says that, the room kind of shrinks back to where it was. And then he goes over and he taps Torg he taps Jerry, and he taps Damien, and you see the infernal mark kind of appear on their forehead, and then it just vanishes into their skin, and he's like, should you ever decide to turn against me, just know that I have leverage.
I'd expect nothing less.
And you see as he kind of like walks past one of the mirrors, you see it reflects the image of another drow. And the second it does, your pulse races. You feel the kind of like the bead of sweat on the side of your head. And he's like, and just be aware, I have also marked him. I remember.
Yes.
I remember well.
Clearly. More than I expected, apparently.
I think this has been a great visit, I think. Much better than our first encounter. You didn't draw weapons this time. And you see he kind of points at the imp and he's like, Gordon, I leave him in your care. Do try to be useful. And the imp kind of like half nods. And he steps, the devil kind of steps over to the rip in space and time and he's like, is there anything else you wish to know, Orin, before I leave? And before you ask, be aware that I am not entitled to any answers. This is just a pleasantry on my part.
Well, I appreciate. I ask you to inform me, when was it that we first met?
That is a trivial question, Orin.
It may lead to my follow-up question.
Well, if you must know, it's been 2 years now since you and I struck a pact.
And these brethren of mine, and the cell we found ourselves in, were you behind that?
I wish I was. And with that, you see him step through.
Great.
And we can bring everybody back.
Fantastic. God damn it.